You're listening to SBS News.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia is dealing with the pressure his country is facing from intervention by the West.
Russia is confidently handling the external pressure, essentially a financial and technological aggression coming from certain countries. The economic blitzkrieg tactics they were counting on haven't worked, which is obvious to everybody, including them. We have rapidly implemented efficient defensive measures, launched the mechanisms to support key economic sectors, systemic companies, as well as small and mid-sized businesses.
One of those countries supporting Ukraine is the United States. And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden has been clear that will continue.
Russia's war in Ukraine is a threat to the rules-based international order that has been in the foundation of stability across the world for decades. Russia's actions open the door to aggression elsewhere, and we've been very clear about that. Look, the president also has been clear that we will continue to support Ukraine as they continue to defend their democracy against Russian aggression. I mean, this is a war that was unprovoked by Russia, an attack on a sovereign country.
Vladimir Putin says his country's war in Ukraine will continue until all of its goals are met. The comments come after Ukraine's president claimed his forces have retaken 6,000 square kilometers of territory over the past week. President Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the president is in constant communication with his military commanders, but he avoided a question on whether Mr. Putin still had confidence in his generals and wouldn't comment on reports that the commander of the Western Military District had been sacked.
Of course, Russia will achieve the goals set for the special military operation. The president is in round-the-clock communication with the Minister of Defense and with all the military commanders. Of course, it cannot be otherwise during the special military operation.
A Russian official in charge of forces in the Kharkiv region has told Russian TV Ukrainian forces outnumbered Russians by 8-1 in last week's counterattack. Vitaly Gonchev says it forced the Russians to withdraw.
Of course, I cannot say anything about the numbers. I do not have exact data. But speaking about the manpower that has been amassed there for the Ukrainian army's counteroffensive, it outnumbered our forces approximately by 8 times, not less. Therefore, I think Russian command decided to retreat and regroup in order to preserve our personnel.
The latest wave of fighting has killed several civilians and is disrupting essential power and water supplies in 6 regions. That's according to the spokesman of United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Stefan Dujarric says the UN is set to dispatch a humanitarian convoy this week to Ukrainian areas that government forces recaptured from their Russian enemies.
Humanitarian colleagues there are telling us that the country this weekend faced another wave of fighting, causing civilian casualties and disruption of power and water supplies in 6 oblasts in the east and center of Ukraine. According to local authorities, our partners on the ground, areas impacted by fighting in the past months have limited water and electricity supplies. We, along with our partners, are working with local authorities in Kharkivska Oblast to provide aid to conflict-affected people. A humanitarian convoy is planned this week to the area of Kharkivska Oblast that are now back under the government of Ukraine's control.
Russia has been shelling areas that have been retaken by Ukrainian forces, cutting off electricity and water supplies, a serious concern as winter approaches. In Kharkiv, a power substation, which Ukraine says was hit by a Russian missile strike on Sunday evening and caused widespread blackouts, is still out of operation. President Zelensky says Russia is targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure.
Yesterday and today, the Russian army struck the Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Hundreds and thousands of Ukrainians found themselves in the dark without electricity. Houses, hospitals, schools, communal infrastructure sites that have absolutely nothing to do with the infrastructure of the armed forces of our country.
It's not yet clear if the Ukrainian blitz could signal a turning point in the war, and some analysts warn the fighting is likely to go on for months. Momentum has switched back and forth before, but rarely with such a big and sudden swing. In other developments, the head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency, Rafael Grossi, has started consultations with Ukraine and Russia on his call for a safe zone around the Zaporizhia power plant. He says the two sides appear interested.
Now we are still this side of an accident. Let's not cross that line. I have proposed the urgent establishment of a nuclear safety and security protection zone. I wonder what arguments could be raised against the establishment, urgent establishment of a nuclear safety and security protection zone.
Mr. Grossi says the situation is untenable and is fearful of an accident that could spread radiation across Europe.
The situation is untenable. We are playing with fire. We cannot continue in a situation when we are one step away from a nuclear accident. The safety of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is hanging by a thread. And we see that one day we repair one line only to see it go down the next day and to wonder what is going to happen. This is a situation that we are still in a position to prevent.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.